Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Talk rugby now. England have named an unchanged starting 15 for Saturday's Rugby World Cup final against South Africa. There's one change on the bench with former Cambridge scrum half Ben Spencer joining the substitutes. We get the South African view now though, from Stefan Mulder. Stefan, hello. Thank you very much for coming in this morning, dressed resplendently in that Springbok shirt. Best way to describe it.
I actually brought my South African flag as well, just to represent South Africa well.
Do you have? I'm intrigued by the flag because you have it on standby just in case.
It's one of those things you have to dress the part as well. I know the listeners would only be listening to us, but
I'd be familiar with that. They'll have a little look at the picture on the Facebook later.
Yeah, of course.
That's good. So what brought you to Cambridge in the first instance?
Well, we came over, my wife and myself, in January 2003. And the idea was, at the time, there was a lot of South Africans in the UK with a working holiday visa, the two-year type of come over, make a bit of money, go back. And we got stuck. We effectively, the first place we came to was Cambridge. It was about 17 years ago. And the people I worked for at the time said, Steph, when I told them, okay, we're coming close to going home, they said, no, you need to stay. One of our best members of staff, and I said, we need work permits and all of these. They said, we'll do it. And effectively, the rest is history.
And you're still here. And where are you working right now?
Well, I work for myself.
Okay.
I've been in the motor industry for the last 17 years. And in April, I jumped ship from the main dealers. And I source vehicles for clients from really top-end Maseratis and Ferraris and stuff right down to commercial vehicles and, you know, even first-time cars. So A1 VTS, that's me.
That's an interesting conversation. So I'll have to explore that another time. So where are you going to be watching the game tomorrow?
Well, there's been two avenues. There's a lot of South Africans currently. I've been told that's at the local rugby clubs. You know, there's a lot of them are putting it up.
Do we know how many South Africans there are around Cambridge?
Well, it's a very difficult statistic to actually get because I heard somebody say between 2,000 and 3,000 South Africans, but the technicalities, the majority of the ones that's actually registered somewhere are people that's actually permanent residents, as opposed to the wider community that's come over as and when and so on. But there's a lot of us in the sense that I always say the South African DNA is the entrepreneurial, enthusiastic, and I do find more and more of us starting own businesses. There's friends of ours that does Impala, the electrical guys, you know, electricians and stuff, and other guys within, especially the dentist side of things for the South Africans.
Yes.
And obviously for myself, the automotive and stuff
course.
Like that.
But, so is it watching with friends or watching with a group at one of the rugby clubs?
Yeah. So my South African friend that's also in the motor industry, he actually works in London, but he lives, you know, just around the corner from me. In North Stowe, we'll definitely be watching on the on his big screen, but we decided not to do the in Long Stanton. I've been told there's going to be a big screen up and a lot of the community, but you know, I think the idea of us being together, that's probably the better way to work and hopefully celebrate, of course.
So for those glossing over that a little bit, so for those of us who don't necessarily follow rugby, it is a final. It involves England against another great rugby side in South Africa. What have we got to look for? What are sort of the action points?
Well, I think with me, I always look at the run-up to everything. So when you look at, let me start in 1995. So when you, as a South African, you know, coming into the whole new world of Rainbow Nation in South Africa in 1995, it was absolutely incredible for all of us. And like, you know, some incredible moments in time, you know.
If you ask, that famous moment of Mandela wearing the rugby shirt, it nation together just in one move, basically.
Which that in itself was, you can ask any South African, where were you on that day? you know, that moment of pulling South Africa together. And I think a lot of challenges, even currently in South Africa and so on. And one of the reasons why a lot of people I've been speaking to said, Stefan, so what would it mean for South Africa to actually win the World Cup again? I think the one big thing is sport has always played a massive role in South Africa, and it has sort of united a lot of us as well. So coming from 1995, coming all the way forward to where we are now, I think the things we should look out for is number one, when I look at England and where England has come from, I think you've got probably one of the best England teams ever in the history, probably except for Johnny Wilkinson on fly for that type of idea. I think one of the really, really best teams. So if they come to the party as they did against New Zealand, our job will be a very, very challenging job. I have heard from many people that they said they've probably played their final already, which means to sustain that level of play 2 weeks in a row might be a bit tricky. From the South African point of view, I think my money's on a scrum off Faf de Klerk. The tactical game they've played is very, very different to what South Africa's always played. I think for the first time they've done it in such a way that he sort of dominates the whole game in terms of the kicking game and so on. But I think what Rassie Erasmus has done is he changed the whole rules of the game for the South Africans, and that's I think what has pulled them together. And that has literally put them in really great stead on the basis of where they're coming down.
I noticed the stats are very interesting for this. England are on this most fantastic run of form. But if you look at the numbers, 42 meetings, England have won 15, South Africa 25 of them, and two draws. and I also know, but England have won 3 of our last 5 meetings.
Well, the statistics I happened to look at was the statistics of World Cups. So South Africa...
Oh, you're going to be talking 2007 final, aren't you?
ultimately, South Africa, in terms of points in a World Cup, is sort of leading all teams, you know, from the time they started counting in terms of tries and the numbers, probably from the 1995 when we started playing in the World Cup. But the other statistics are South Africa has always won the World Cup, whatever World Cup game against the England side and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know? So
these, yes.
According to statistics, we've got it. I think it's not as easy as looking at statistics, in my opinion. I think it's going to be a really, 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 really tough game.
It's 80 minutes on the field, isn't it, really?
But it depends, obviously, whether England comes to the game as they did against New Zealand. But I think from a South African point of view, it's always really physical. It's a really, really, really intense game. And I think, to play the game that they are playing, I think is good. They do need to pull together more, in my opinion, you know. But I think because of the stage that's been set, I think it's going to be a very close game. And I think it's going to be only a few points either way.
You think it's be another low scorer, or like 20-7, or would it be higher up?
I think it's definitely going to be in the 20s.
Okay.
That's my opinion. But I think the final score is going to be something like 25, 22, 21, 23,
okay.
Something like that.
I'll write this down and we'll send you a message tomorrow.
Obviously, from my point of view, in South Africa's favour, of course, you know, as an enthusiastic South African Amarok king, of course. Yeah. But it's
good.
It will be a very, very interesting game to watch, and we are all very excited. And obviously, we are supporting the Boks from the UK 120%.
Okay, well, look, Stefan, best of luck tomorrow. Our support will go for your team, the runners-up in the 2019 2019 Rugby World Cup alongside England. Stefan Mulder, thank you very much.
Thank you so much
for joining us this morning.
It was great to be here. Cheers. Cambridge 105 Radio.